Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Great. Well, when we're talking about the Packers, one friend of the show is Kevin Harlan, who's on TNT, and he's on the football broadcast, and we've had Kevin on the show many, many times, but he has some really deep ties to the Packers, and he joins us now. Kevin, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on. Good to be on with you guys, and kind of surprised at what happened at the stadium this past week, and that was an interesting finish to that game against the Bears.
Yeah.
I do think better days are ahead for the Broncos.
Now, as a Packer fan, were you rooting for the Broncos in this particular case?
Oh, no. You know, I did the Chiefs for 9 years on radio, so I'm an AFC West fan, and I do like Flacco a great deal. And I've always been a Vic Fangio fan, so I like him. I follow those teams so closely.
Yeah.
We have a son in Denver, so I've kind of taken a special interest in the Broncos. But no, these games are so interesting how they can go just with just a call, the slimmest of margins. Shocking sometimes how these games end up. So I'm a Broncos fan, and as I'm a Nuggets fan, and I'm always hoping they do well. Like I said, I followed Flacco his whole career, and I really admire the kind of guy he is and the kind of play he's shown on the field over the years.
What is his son? It's DU, isn't it? Did I get that right?
Yes, he had. He went to the University of Denver, and now he's working in Denver here. I don't know how long it'll be that they're going to transfer him probably here in the next year, but he loves the NFL and loves the Nuggets. In fact, he's a partial season ticket holder for the Nuggets, so he really enjoys the NBA and the Nuggets.
All right, well, Kevin, if people don't know, can you go through your lineage with the Packers, like why you're so closely connected to them, though?
Well, my dad was with the Packer organization for 37 years and began as an assistant general manager and worked his way up to the CEO and president for the last 20 years that he was there with the Packers. And he still has an office at Lambeau Field. He retired about 10 years ago. And growing up, my brother and I used to work as ball boys during training camp. So from the time I was about 10, 11 years old, right on through into college, I worked summers as a ball boy.
Wow.
And
cool.
During games, I either worked as a ball boy on the field at Lambeau Field, or I was up in the press box and had a chance to spot during the broadcast for the visiting team or the network that was broadcasting the game. So I got a great deal of exposure to various NFL play-by-play guys, NBC and CBS TV play-by-play guys. So I had a great kind of a behind-the-curtains look, certainly at what it goes into building an NFL team and practices and the preparation and everything else. And then in the press box, growing up as a teenager and into college, getting a chance to see how the great professionals that broadcast the NFL do their job. So
very
it really
cool.
was a great experience, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
In terms of the game itself, it's a whole new system with LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. How is that going over?
I think it's going well. You know, Aaron has played in the same system with Mike McCarthy from the time he was drafted and you know, when he was under Favre, when he was a backup to Brett Favre. And so he's been in the same system for like 14 years. And so this is kind of a bit of a shock to him to be in a system like this, which is much like what the Redskins and the Rams use, and something that, as we all know, Mike Shanahan developed with Terrell Davis and Elway and the Broncos back in the mid-90s. And so they've taken the stretch running plays and all those different, you know, zone blocks and all those different things that were so successful then. Kyle has then taken it to the next level, and then Sean McVay to even at a higher level. And so those two guys are young, innovative coaches, Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, and under them was this young quarterbacks coach who was at Notre Dame, Matt LaFleur, who is at the Redskins and has had a chance to really learn so well under Kyle and Sean, and has taken this in a very short time, has gone from offensive coordinator with the Rams to offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans, and now the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, all in the last 3 years. And he's 39, and I'm sure he didn't really know much about what the Packers were about and the legacy and the huge following they've got worldwide. but he learned quickly. And now he's dealing with the Hall of Fame quarterback and Aaron Rodgers and trying to implement this new offense. And so what I really think is going to happen is, for the first time, like a Hall of Fame quarterback now will be at the controls, going back to when John Elway was beginning it with Mike Shanahan to what it is now with LaFleur and Rodgers in Green Bay, you know, these 20 plus years later. And they're going to add even another level and another complete section of what this offense is all about. So it's still developing. I don't think they're really going to hit their stride maybe at any time this year, but I think week by week it'll get better. It'll look more comfortable, and I think they'll put their own LaFleur/Rodgers imprint on this great offense that began with Coach Shanahan back in the 90s in Denver.
But does the style of offense work with any other quarterback? Because you have a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback at 35 years old given free rein. I mean, he's up at the line of scrimmage making check after check, and he's taking the clock down to zero almost virtually every play. It just seems like that can only work with a veteran type guy.
True. He has though adapted to what, and I think his own health has been as big a driving factor as anything. He's had a fracture in his leg. He's had a couple broken collarbones. He's had multiple concussions. Played last year with ligament problems in his knee. I mean, he had all kinds of problems health wise. And this system, as it's developed and evolved, is now one that keeps the pocket more in the quarterback. It's lining up at the line quickly, the quick stamp, not allowing the defense to adjust. In the past, Rodgers was a freelancer. He'd go to the line. He'd be equipped with two or three plays. They wouldn't huddle. He would sit there and look and look and study that defense right until like the final second or two of the play clock. And then he would have experienced receivers like Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, and Jennings, and all this group that would take this offense as a receiver and kind of freelance and implement their own little take and change routes in stride and during the play. And Rodgers would read it and come up with these unconventional passes thrown from different platforms and from different launch points outside the pocket where he was very exposed. But this is designed to get the snap in a hurry. He's equipped with a couple of plays that are radioed in and a couple steps back and then quickly firing. What we're seeing Jared Goff do in Los Angeles with the Rams, more or less. And now you're going to put the mind of Rodgers in it, his ability to read, his uncanny knack to change the plays and go from there. I really think that when Rodgers will look back on his career, he'll look at what Peyton did with Denver and with the Colts and how Manning changed that position and the way it was played with his incredible study, his recognition, motion, and movement to kind of reveal the hand the defense might be playing and what kind of play and coverage they're going to show. And Rodgers has tried to take that same component and put it into his game, and he did, but there was a lot of freelancing, a lot of exposure, and a lot of injuries. So this is hopefully going to, you know, make his career last longer, change the offense a bit, but for the better, and use these new ideas and evolving ideas that have gone back many years in their infancy and shown to be at least working right now in the NFL.
What game are you on this weekend?
Where am I going? I've got Jets at New England against the Patriots on Sunday, so we've got a ton of filler material there. And this is my third Jets game. I had the Jets opening weekend. I just had them on Monday night, and now I've got them Sunday, and then Monday, the Monday night broadcast is the Chicago Bears at the Redskins.
Man, you got to dig deep, man. You got three quarters to fill.
We're ready to go.
All right, Kevin, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.